As we've been learning the halachas of if a person has his own bakashas, what he could say, how he could say, where he could say. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet here in Simen Kuf Yud Tes teaches us, Tavla Sfadis B'Shmei Tefillah, it's appropriate to say Vidu B'Shmei Tefillah, Elishalam Mezonaisov, and Tadavim for Panos Afilu Asher. If a person did an Aveira, he should mention it. He should be machni himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cry. And he should be makabal on himself. That he won't do this Aveira again. Paskin the Paiskim. That even on days where we don't say Tachnun, as we mentioned at the end of our previous shiur, in many Siddurim, there's a Vidui that is in the Siddur. You could say that Vidui even on days that you don't say Tachnun, but it should be said in a way of Tefillah, not in a way of Vidui. There are those, going back to a subject that we discussed, the Kaf HaChaim, that say that since the nusach of these tefillahs come from the Zohar, you could say them on a regular basis. But there are those, as we quoted from the Taz, that say to say them on a regular basis is considered Mishanim and Matbei Shetovu Chazal. Chazal established a certain nusach hatfilah, and we shouldn't change that nusach. Indeed, their Shari Tshuva anyway quotes the Shalmi Tzibur that based on the Zohar, the tefillah that's printed in the Sidurim to be mispal for mezoinis, for panoso, should not be said by mincha. And again, as we said in the previous year, start the bracha. In the middle of the bracha, say your tefillahs, whether it's the nusach that's printed in the Sidurim, or whether it's your own words, and then say kata shmeya, because we want to have me'ena sima samach lech sima. A question that comes up is that many people say this tefillahs, but we know on a fast day, we say Aneinu. So what should you say first? Should you say first your tefillah, or should you say first Aneinu? So the Paiskim say you should first say your tefillahs and then say Aneinu, because since Aneinu is part of the Nusach HaTefillah for those days, it's appropriate to say Aneinu as close as possible Tata Koshimei Tefillahs Kol Pa'amcha Yisrael. There's a very interesting shaila that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, and that is, here we're learning that in middle of Shemayin Esrei, in middle of Shemayin Tefillah rather, you're allowed to add any bakasha that you have. We know that if a person is davening Shemayin Esrei, and while he's davening Shemayin Esrei, Kaddish is being said in the shul, you're not allowed to say Amen. Not even say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, because that's not the time. The time to say it is you're not allowed to interrupt the middle of the Shemayin Esrei. So regular Amen is a Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as much as it's important to say that Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha is that you're not supposed to interrupt your Shemayin Esrei to say that Shvach. But when we say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, so Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba is a tefillah that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach L'Olam Amaya. It's a tefillah that the Shem Hashem should be in the Skadesh. So if the halacha is that a person during his Shmei Tefillah could daven for his own personal needs, certainly, he should be allowed to be mispalo for the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, Yeheshmei, Rabba, Mevorach, Lo Me'amaya. Particularly, as we mentioned in our previous shiur, and the Nefesh Chaim says this as well, that when a person davens, he should always be careful not just to daven for his gashmiyistiga needs. He should be careful to daven for his ruchniyistiga needs. He should daven for the tzara shchina that is in Golos. And therefore, there are poskim that want to suggest that if you're in the middle of saying Shmei Tefillah, and right when you're in the middle of the brach of Shmei Tefillah, the tzibur is saying Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should join them in saying Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. The Eish Lavrom, however, disagrees. He says, once we find that the halacha tells us that Amen, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba is not said during the Shmoneh Esrei, and we don't find that the Shulchan Aruch or the Gemara should say there's a difference if you're Milo Shmoneh Tefillah or somewhere else, the halacha is you cannot say it. Certainly, however, as we're about to learn, even, and that's the Minhag Olam, that we don't say Yehei Shmei Rabba at any point during the Shmoneh Esrei. But certainly, as we're about to learn, the Shulchan Aruch, our Gemara taught it to us, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Beis teaches it to us, that the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you could be Maisa Bakashas. That's the place where you could say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. And in fact, as we mentioned in our previous year, one of the reasons why sometimes we'll prefer to add Bakashas at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei rather during Shmei Tefillah is for this very reason, because sometimes if you're going to be Marich during Shmei Tefillah, you're going to miss out on being able to answer the Amen and the Kedusha. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Beis Sif Aleph teaches us in Baal HaHafsik L'Anis Kaddish Kedusha Bein Shmoneh Esrei L'Yir L'Ratzon, if you want to answer Kaddish Kedusha before you said the Yir L'Ratzon, Ein Poisik, you're not allowed to. Shiyir L'Ratzon M'Chalat Tefilahu, Yir L'Ratzon is part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Aben Yir L'Ratzon L'Shat Achnunim, once you say Yir L'Ratzon but you still have Tachnunim to say, during that time you could answer Amen and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba and Kedusha. Says the Rama, Dafka b'makav sh'noigin loyma yil ratzim yanach ha'tfila. Apparently there were different nuschas when yil ratzim should be recited. Av makav sh'noigin loyma tachnunim kodim yil ratzim, but if the minig is that you say elakai netzor before you say yil ratzim, so once you're in the elakai netzor, says the Rama, mafsik gamke elakadish kedusha. Mekaymes Elu says the Rama, noigim lahafsik elakai netzor kodim yil ratzim, v'kaim mafsikim gamke elakadish elakadish elabaruch. So the Rama says that the meaning is to say yil ratzim after elakai netzor, and therefore you could say those nuschos then. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis says, "Ein nochen loy mitachnunim koyim yil ratzon." The Shulchan Aruch says, however, you should not say your tachnun before yil ratzon. Al achasim shmenesim miyad yom yil ratzon. V'ba lachs loy mepam acheres ach tachnun or shus b'yavad. So what the Shulchan Aruch suggests to say is to stop. To say, to end the Shmoneh Esrei, say Yil Ratzon, and then say your Elokai Netzor, say whatever bakoshes you have, and then finish the, and then say Yil Ratzon a second time and finish the Shmoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel says, Harog Eloi Medal Dvarim Eilu Zoich Mekal Pnei Shechina. It's appropriate to say in the Elokai Netzor, Asay l'man shmcha, asay l'man yiminecha, asay l'man torasecha, asay l'man kedushasecha. And there's a minig that many people have, that the pasuk says in Micha, Toshia Yira Shmecha. From here is the minig that if you say during the tefillah a pasuk that begins and ends with the same letters that your name begins and ends with, saying that pasuk of Torah Metzila Begehenim. And this minig is brought by the Eliyahu Rabbah. And even though the Mishnah Berurah here doesn't quote this minig, he does quote this minig in his Sefer Shmiras Halashon. The Shalom also brings down this minig, and he says that this minig is a skula shloishtakach yishmoy liyoyim hadin. If a person wants by the Yom Hadin, he should be remembered by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shiyoyim b'choyoyim koyim yil rotzen pasuk echad hamaskel ba'ois metchila shmoy u'mesayim ba'ois mesoif shmoy v'ohenu ois Hashem shnikba sefer Torah. Has to be the names that you called up to sefer Torah. And that pasuk and that will be a skula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember you by Yom HaDin. And moreover, if a person has more than one name, he should say a pasuk for every name that he has. And going back to our shir, our Gemara has discussed Bakashas during Shema Yitfilah and Bakashas during the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And this is a perfect example of a concept that we have established. During Shema Yitfilah, you're allowed to ask Bakashas. But even though during Shema Yitfilah, you're allowed to ask Bakashas, they should only be said, the kitzur, they should only be said what is absolutely necessary. So for example, this minute that we have now been quoting, which as we see is a minig that the Rabbah and the Shalom already quote, as important and as great this minig is, certainly it would be inappropriate to say this pasuk during Shemay Tefillah. But here we're saying, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, during that period, you could be much more lenient and liberal and being able to say anything that you want to say, and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us, b'schus ha'tfilah, and b'schus ha'tayra, we should be zoicha, to only to bracha of Yeshua's.